Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
You know, life will test you. It will push you, it will pull you, and it'll try to scatter you in a thousand different directions. And if you don't choose your focus intentionally, life is going to choose it for you. Now, you are not designed to live distracted, depleted, or divided, but you were designed powerful. You were designed purposeful. So with all the voices pulling you and speaking to you and demanding something from you, here's the real question I have for you. Which voice are you listening to? Because right now, whether you are aware of it or not, life is asking you to choose your focus. And that choice, your choice, will determine whether you take that detour or rise stronger. You know, in every high-level environment, whether you're building a business, leading a team, expanding a vision, or developing yourself, one thing separates those who accelerate from those who stall. And that thing is, where do you get the ability to choose your focus under pressure? You see, pressure itself is not the enemy. Distraction is. People assume they're losing momentum because of obstacles. But most of the time, it's not obstacles. It's options. Which direction? Whose demand? Plus, your bandwidth is filling up with so much. And if everything is urgent, then nothing is important. High performers make different choices. They don't let noise dictate direction. They don't let pressure scatter them. And they don't let emotion hijack their ability to choose the next powerful move. So why is that? Because they understand something most people never master. Knowing their focus is their steering wheel. And whatever you focus on becomes the direction that you're going. Good example, have you ever focused on some off-the-road assembly you realize your auto's heading right for? Yeah, don't do that. But I do want to repeat this one thing for emphasis because it is important. So, are you ready? In this world full of distractions, detours, and demands, everyone wants something from you. Your time, your attention, your energy. And the difference between feeling pulled under and taking your next powerful step is your ability to focus fiercely. Learn to focus with intention and everything shifts. Your clarity sharpens, your resilience strengthens, your courage wakes back up. And suddenly what once felt overwhelming becomes the path you can walk, step by step, with purpose and confidence. Now, that shift doesn't happen accidentally. It happens through decision. Decisive, deliberate decision. High performers become trained in the art of eliminating what doesn't contribute to the mission. Now, when you protect your focus, you protect your future. And when you elevate your focus, you elevate your results. And this isn't about more effort. This is about directing your intention, locking in on what actually moves you forward. Okay, so I too have had sessions where I misdirected my focus. Life felt like a whirlwind with too many options, moments, everything. And then I questioned whether my voice even mattered. Then came that pivotal moment, choosing to focus fiercely instead of continuing to spiral. And that decision became the turning point that helped me rise stronger by eliminating what no longer served anyone, detaching from who I needed to release, and drawing closer to who I was meant to grow with. And a moment like that is available to you too. That moment is powerful. It's clean, sharp, definitive. And in every rise, there's a line. And once you cross that line, you don't go back. Crossing that line acknowledges that growth requires pruning. It means accepting that not every person, not every obligation, Not every opportunity gets to go with you, even into your next season. And when you make that kind of choice, the kind that aligns you with your purpose, momentum shows up faster than you expect. The moment you choose focus, you choose strength. The moment you choose alignment, you choose acceleration. Now, I didn't get to 49 books plus 28 bestsellers in 3.5 years by not focusing and rising. And I didn't build my brand, magazine, courses, communities, and platforms in just a few years by accident. I listened, I made quick decisions, and I stepped forward through my fears. And even though I may have listened to every opinion in the room, I rose because I learned how to focus fiercely, which allowed me to rise stronger. There was no magic. There definitely was no safety net. And there was no perfect plan laid out for me. But there was intention, clarity, purpose in motion, faith, resilience, and there was relentless follow-through. People see the awards, they see the books, they see the stages and the launches and the results. But what they don't see are the challenges it took to get there. The early mornings, the late nights, the seasons where I had to shut out everything and everyone and find out what was working and what was not working so I could make the really hard decisions. And I'm not sharing this to impress you. I'm sharing it because this talk isn't theory for me. It's lived, it's proven, and it is earned. Now I'm standing here as a result of fierce clarity, relentless resilience, purpose in motion, and unshakable faith. And if it can work for me, I know it can work for you when you decide to elevate your focus and rise with intention. But you don't have to do it all alone or go through it, all the stuff that I had to go through, because I have experienced and I've discovered three pillars you can use today and a fourth for stability. So the first is fierce clarity. Fierce clarity is focus. It's your ability to strip away that noise, the pressure, the expectations, and perhaps even guilt, and choose what actually does matter. Clarity isn't passive, it is a discipline. Every high-level leader has to make clarity-based decisions daily. What fills my energy? What gets cut? What aligns with the outcome? What steals momentum? And what looks great, but isn't actually good for the mission? So clarity is not about knowing everything all at once. It's about knowing enough to move decisively. And here's the sharp truth. If you don't know what matters the most, everything will feel urgent. And when everything feels urgent, your mission gets diluted. And when your mission gets diluted, your impact slows down. Now, fierce clarity requires honesty, boundaries, and a refusal to negotiate your relentless resilience. I had to learn this the hard way. But when I realized I was doing 27 things at the same time, I'm not exaggerating. My coach had me list everything I was doing, and I stopped listing them at 27. I couldn't believe it. Yet it was challenging to say no. It took time to complete the projects, and it was uncomfortable to put projects on the back burner for a year or more, but I had to do it. So I forced myself to concentrate on one thing. Okay, if you know me, I'll tell you the truth. Two things, but I did them, and I had to do it to create fierce focus that allowed me to rise with purpose. I had to get brutally clear about what mattered and what didn't. I had to stop saying yes to every opportunity. The fear of missing out was big with me. But the moment I tightened my focus, production skyrocketed. Clarity wasn't a concept for me, it was integrated into me. Which brings us to number two, relentless resilience. Resilience sharpens your strength and keeps you moving forward, even when life tries to pull you backwards. Relentless resilience is the engine behind every rise, and it's not about bouncing back. It's about pushing forward while everything around you is not. See, leaders like you are not immune to challenges. You simply train yourself to look for the learning in it and how to use them to your advantage. Resilience is what turns setbacks into strategies. It converts pressure into power, and it transforms obstacles into opportunities. Every time life tries to put more on you, resilience says, "Not today, not this mission, and not this leader." Resilience is not what keeps your head above water. Resilience is what keeps you moving up in purpose. I've had seasons where everything looked like it was falling apart at exactly the same time I was trying to build something meaningful. Maybe you've been there when life just doesn't work for you. It hits you, it becomes a distraction, and it smacks into you hard. And in one of those seasons I had, I remember thinking, why am I doing this at all? It's not making any sense. Everything is not where it should be. And why am I fighting it? Why is it such a battle? But here's what I've learned. Resilience doesn't wait for the right conditions. Resilience shows up in spite of the conditions. Now, some of my biggest breakthroughs came out of the moments when I had every reason to slow down, sit down, shut down, but I didn't. I kept moving. I kept producing. I kept believing. I quit fighting it, took a breath, and said, instead of fighting it, what can I do to make this work for me and even with me? And every time life tried to pull me backwards, resilience became the push that moved me forward. Resilience isn't just what kept me standing, it's what kept me rising. Now, for the third leg, there is purpose in motion. Purpose grows through motion. Small steps, simple steps, but intentional steps. And that momentum builds courage. You see, purpose is not discovered on the sidelines. Purpose is unlocked in the doing. It doesn't show up fully formed. It develops in alignment, in evidence, in growth, in momentum. Now, people lose purpose because they wait. But people like those who are trailblazers gain purpose because they move. You see, every step you take, no matter how small, activates something powerful inside of you. Maybe something like confidence, knowledge, courageous strength, and clear direction. Purpose rewards movement, intentionality. It amplifies strategically and consistently. And I didn't get where I am today by waiting for perfect timing. I got here because I moved, even when I think I couldn't. More breakthroughs came from taking action before I felt ready and getting the right mentors around me who pushed me forward. Coaches who challenged me, stretched me, and refused to let me play small. Leaders who saw the vision within me and helped me sharpen up my tools to get there. I didn't rise because I only worked hard. I rose because I was willing to take the next step and also let the right people guide me along the way. Now, when I wrote my very first book, I didn't think it would lead me anywhere. I had no idea what it was all about. When I joined my first mastermind, I had no idea that it would ignite an entirely new level of clarity and direction in me. When I invested in coaches and invested in myself, I said yes to growth, and everything began to accelerate. No, purpose didn't appear fully formed. It revealed itself in the motion, in the doing, in the learning, in the showing up again and again and again. And momentum didn't find me. I created it. with mentors, with coaches, with commitment, and with every intentional step forward, my purpose got loud. However, the moment you stop moving, purpose goes quiet, which is why you could use that fourth leg, faith. Now, not necessarily religion, but faith in what and who guides you. Faith in what holds you steady. Faith in who shows up for you. Faith in the truth that grounds you when everything else is spiraling. Now, when you stand on clarity, resilience, purpose, and faith, you stand on something solid. You stop reacting and you start rising. You see, faith is a stabilizer, the anchor, the internal compass, if you will. And you will face moments where logic just isn't enough. Moments where strategy, which you think would solve everything, it just isn't the answer. Moments where the next step is bigger than your comfort zone. But faith closes that gap on all of those. It keeps leaders grounded in the storm. It ensures that you rise, not by accident, but by alignment. Now, there were seasons in my journey when strategy wasn't enough, when logic couldn't map out the next move, and no amount of planning could guarantee a result, any result. And it's in those moments where faith became the ground I stood on, faith in the people around me who guided me, challenged me, and pointed me towards the right path, not just the easy path. Faith in the vision I carried, even when the next step didn't make any sense at all. And faith that whispered, keep going, long before any results showed up, even in the moments when I was ready to give up. And yes, there were those moments. But you see, the faith in me and the part of me that I knew I had to follow, the direction that felt aligned, even when others said, do it this way or you fail. I'll let you in on a little secret. I learned that sometimes their ways worked for them, but it wasn't the way that was going to work for me. Every major shift in my life, every breakthrough, every level up, every next chapter was built with strategy, but it was secured by faith. I didn't rise because everything was certain. I rose because my faith was stronger than my fear. So when everything around me was shaking, faith kept me steady. When distractions tried to pull me off course, faith held me steady in my path. Now, this pillar isn't optional for me. It's the reason I'm still standing, still growing, and still rising stronger. I've learned that when faith and focus meet, everything changes. Faith gives you the courage to take the step. Focus gives you the direction to take it with power. And when those two connect for even a moment, you rise into a version of yourself you didn't even know existed. And this faith is what I have to be for my clients. As they follow their path and the tough or the scary challenges rise up, I have to be that faith for them, that steady rock, to let them know they've got faith in themselves too. Okay, you might want to write these next things down so you can put them in your toolbox. Because you see, faith is the difference between momentum and mastery. From that place of faith, what begins to unfold in your life is you knowing exactly where to direct your focus, gaining strategies to silence doubt and stay centered, walking forward with renewed strength, purpose, and confidence, learning from your own challenges and turning them into fuel. It's using your renewed courage to take those next steps with purpose and clarity. Now, these aren't just takeaways. These are actual useful tools. Tools that create leaders who rise under pressure, who advance with purpose, and who operate with strength. And let me tell you why this message matters to you right now. The world is louder than it has ever been. People are pulled in more directions than ever before. This era is overwhelmed, overstimulated, and overextended, where people are reacting instead of taking action. It's like distraction is the new addiction, but focus, which gives you the clarity you need, is the cure. Now, there are too many brilliant, capable, purpose-driven people who are losing momentum, not because they lack the skills, but because they lack focus. Now, as I said earlier, if you don't choose your focus now, life will choose it for you, and it will never choose the path that leads to where you want to be. Me, I've got ADHD, so I wasn't born laser focused. I wasn't born resilient. I wasn't born with all this purpose mapped out. But I became this version of me because I decided to rise again and again and again. And if you've ever wondered whether you can become the strongest version of yourself, oh yes, you definitely can. I rose from my beginnings to where I stand today, and you can rise from where you are to where you're meant to go when you stay focused and make the choices that you need to make, even the hard ones. Now, every single one of us has a purpose, something greater than us, something beyond us, something that keeps nagging at us until we finally give it our attention. And I learned that when you finally stop hesitating and you start moving forward, that purpose, focus comes, strength comes, confidence comes, purpose responds to movement always. Now, let me tell you something from lived experience. Your rise will require release. Your clarity will cost you comfort. Your purpose will demand a new version of you, but it will be so worth every step you take. Because every time I refused what didn't align, I rose. Every time I let go of a version of me that wasn't called, I stepped further into the woman I was actually meant to be. So when you choose to take this action, you reclaim your strength. You align your focus and you rise into who you were always meant to be and where you were always meant to go. This is the moment where your direction sharpens, your strength activates, and your leadership rises. You don't need permission, you don't need perfect circumstances, and you don't need more time. You only need to see it and hear it in your own voice, to feel where your natural rhythm accelerates, where you punch harder, where you breathe and where your momentum climbs, then deliver it out loud, full power, exactly the way you want to. So focus fairly and rise stronger.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.